A wrinkle in time after time. Consider this a prescient wrinkle in time. Some of us use death to tell time. Some of us use time to tell death. The summer my abuelita died isn't really the summer she died. The morning she died isn't really the morning she died. The second she died isn't really the second she died. The seconds she died aren't really the seconds she died. She died all the time. She died when she started forgetting things. She died when her second child died during childbirth. She died when my grandfather gave her gonorrhea. She died when her third child was stillborn. She died when her father left her on the steps of the stone orphanage. Some of us use death to tell time. Some of us use life to tell time. Some of us use Jesus to tell time. Anno Domini, ab aeterno, ab hinc, in medio res. Some of us use metronomes to tell time. Some of us use baseball bats as metronomes. Some of us use rape to tell time. When my abuelita was alive, she taught mom to swaddle me. When my abuelita was alive, she taught me to sit reasonably still. She used horror, horsehair, and turpentine to do this. I sat in a wooden chair in her moldering front hallway. She sat in a moldering chair near me, an easel propped near her knees. Knee-high stockings puddled around her ankles. One orthopedic shoe remained untied. "Don't move," she said. "Don't move." She told me legends to keep me still while she dabbed a canvas with oil paints. She painted my portrait and told me stories. In one, revolutionaries rode up to a convent. They dismounted from their horses and lined up the nuns in the garden. Roses cowered as the men chose the prettiest woman for violación. Abuelita didn't explain violación, but its aftermath made my eyes bulge. When they finished, the revolutionaries shot the nuns. The men didn't believe they were worthy of living to tell the tale of their violaciones. The surviving nuns fled while the revolutionaries ransacked the convent. They discovered gold hidden in not very good hiding places. Some of us use oil portraits to tell time. Some of us use bullet holes to tell time. Some of us use grandparents to tell time. Some of us use the memory of our abuelita's casket, suspended by ropes and lowered into Guadalajara soil, to tell time. Cyndi Lauper's saddest song is about time. Time after time masquerades as a love song. It suggests that you may get lost, but also that you will be found. You may fall, but you will be caught. Cliché is the drumbeat of time after time. Romanticism is its heart. Cliché and romanticism form the backbone of modern memory. Looking, wondering, circling, and falling. Time after time expresses the grief I felt staring down at my abuelita's stiffening corpse. When we die, we fall. Who catches us? Cyndi Lauper? Time after time is how a certain four-legged animal lurks. This beast has glassy eyes. Its fur is made of memories. It creeps up and pounces on you from behind, humps your leg, molests the clock inside you. Your second hand unwinds.